And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 6th of September. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Seoul, Shannon and Rockall. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, 300 miles west of Seoul, 996, expected just west of Shannon, 987, by 1800 Saturday. Low, southeast Iceland, 992, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Southwest, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 4 or 5. Fair, good. North Atsira, South Atsira. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. West to southwest, 2 to 4, backing south, 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Humber, Thames. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Dover. South 2 or 3, backing southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. Biscay. Southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Southeast Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4, but easterly 5 or 6 near Straits of Gibraltar. Showers, good. Northwest Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7. Increasing gale 8 for a time in northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Southeast 4 to 6, veering south 6 to gale 8, then veering west or southwest later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Fastnet. Showers, good. Shannon. South 5 or 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall. South 5 or 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides. South 4 to 6, backing southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey. South, becoming cyclonic, then southeast later, 4 to 6. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest, backing southeast, 4 to 6. Rain or showers, but fair in East Fair Isle, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south by west, 3, 30 miles, 1016, now falling. Stornoway, south-southwest, 5, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by west, 3, 16 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 2, 15 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by east 1, 9 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Lucas, north 1, 27 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by south 2, 30 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Bridlington, east by north, 1, 1020, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 11 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 2, 11 miles, 1,022. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, calm, 1,022, falling slowly. Jersey, east-southeast 3, 19 miles, 1,021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 3, 11 miles, 1,021. Scilly Automatic, south-southeast 5, 9 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south 3, 35 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southeast 4, 27 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Valley, south-southwest 4, 16 miles, 1,019, steady. Liverpool Crosby, south by west 3, 7 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by south 2, slight drizzle, 27 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south 4, 15 miles, 1,019, now falling. Malin Head, southeast 3, 19 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 3, 27 miles, 1,017, now falling. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A deep low will track steadily northeastwards to the west of Ireland over the weekend, while high pressure to the east moves northwards into Scandinavia. This will bring a strengthening southerly flow to the British Isles, mainly fine on Saturday, but before a cold front spreads rain eastwards later on Sunday, with the flow then changing southwesterly. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 2 or 3, backing southeast 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 1 to 3, becoming southeast 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 2 or 3, backing easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly 2 or 3, backing easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, then increasing 5 later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South 2 or 3, backing east or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers at first near Isles of Scilly. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly 3 to 5, backing southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in west. Fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers at first, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers at first, good. Isle of Man. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, then increasing 6 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. South 3 or 4, backing southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southerly 3 or 4, backing southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in southwest, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And Shetland Isles, southwest, backing southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, occasionally 6 later, fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters with Victoria Craig, and then the news at 1 a.m. with Sue Montgomery. In the meantime, for myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ehewa.
Night, GMT. Hello, I'm Victoria Craig, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in New York, Washington, and Shanghai, and we're on the ground in the U.S. state of Georgia, where immigration agents have arrested nearly 500 people during a raid on a Hyundai battery production facility. It's the biggest workplace raid of President Donald Trump's second term. And we'll break down the latest U.S. jobs report, which showed hiring in America stalled last month. We'll explain what that means for the Federal Reserve, which has come under immense pressure from the White House to cut interest rates in 2 weeks. Plus, Russia's President Vladimir Putin says he wants to rekindle business relationships with the United States. But does the U.S. president share that view? And will sanctions put a stop to that ambition? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, the latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has signed an executive order changing the name of the Department of Defense to the Department of War. The move needs to be approved by Congress, although it's likely to pass, with the Republicans holding slim majorities in both House and Senate. Speaking from the Oval Office, Mr. Trump said the rebrand was a more appropriate name in terms of where the world was now.
We won the First World War. We won the Second World War. We won everything before that and in between, and then we decided to go woke and we changed the name to Department of Defense. So we're going Department of War. We have the strongest military in the world. We have the greatest equipment in the world. We have the greatest manufacturers of equipment by far.
The Lebanese government has welcomed a plan drafted by the army to disarm the militant group Hezbollah, but few in Lebanon believe the army is sufficiently powerful to be able to get rid of the militants' arsenal. Lina Sinjab is in Beirut.
Many in Lebanon want to see the army as the only power with weapons, believing that stripping Hezbollah of its arsenal would defuse tensions and please both Israel and the United States. But even a weakened Hezbollah has its supporters. The five Shiite members of the cabinet left the meeting before the army chief presented the plans. Earlier, the group's leaders refused to disarm until Israel forces withdrew. There is a growing fear that sectarian tensions will again escalate when the army tries to implement its plan.
U.S. immigration agents have arrested 475 people in a raid in a massive complex built for the South Korean carmaker Hyundai in the state of Georgia. Operations have been halted at the battery and electric vehicle plant into which Hyundai has poured billions of dollars. The BBC's Nomia